schools reopened for term two. The authorities in West Nile sub-region have intensified Ebola prevention and safety measures to safeguard learners, teachers and the communities against the disease. In Adjumani, district authorities say the renewed vigilance follows government warnings about the importance of maintaining strict public health standards during this outbreak. At several schools visited both secondary and primary, hand washing facilities had been installed right from the entrance point, portraying the level of preparedness in managing the Ebola outbreak. Priska Ade, the head teacher at Adjumani Model Secondary School, says they have already prepared accordingly to safeguard the learners as they report to school.
We have also prepared ourselves to receive the learners according to the outbreak, which is on. We have our hand washing facilities, which are at the gates and the toilets. We have also our sanitizers around, which is going to help us in the outbreak of the disease.
The deputy head teacher of Adjumani Central Primary School, Hilarious Dralada, reveals that sensitization is ongoing, with learners and staff being encouraged to maintain proper hygiene, avoid physical contact and report signs and symptoms.
Concerning with the outbreak of Ebola, we emphasize something about that, how they should protect themselves, especially greeting each other is not encouraged. We told them to wash their hands after visiting the lapis or the shop. That is one of the things that we told them. And also, whenever a visitor comes, they should not also move closer to greet them.
Meanwhile, the chairperson of Adjumani District Local Government, Ambayo John Anyanzo, urged the administrators to remain vigilant by enforcing all Ebola preventive safety measures in schools. He urges schools to ensure adequate installation of hand washing facilities, avail sanitizers, and continuously sensitize the learners on preventive measures. Adjumani District remains among the high risk districts due to its location and existence of porous borders, plus continued movement of refugees between Uganda and neighboring countries.